This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Is that the end? Holy shit, man.
Yep. Now they're both going to die, and both the variants are done, and then they're going to work for that company now. And we're going to be like, what the fuck's happening? And then they're going to go on some trip, and then it's all going to break loose again.
You just spoil That's the my rest prediction of the whole for the show.
Next. Yeah. My prediction for the next episode.
Halfway done. I mean, is it going to be one of those things where Mobius just rolls in and saves the day, pulls them out, knows that they're in a, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those situations where everybody's fucked. So how are we going to get off? How are we going to get out of here?
Yep.
And it's going to be the red herring. It's going to be the Mobius or the, I don't know. It's got to be somebody else from the TVA has got to get to him. Maybe another Loki. Something. I don't know.
Yeah, or just all of the fucking spinning branches somehow, like, cause a wormhole kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, shit. But whatever, yeah. There's going to be something that shouldn't happen happens to keep the next episodes going.
Yeah, just sheer luck. We can't just stop the episode with a moon crashing into the Lokis that we know.
Yeah, right? Yeah, seriously.
That's not how this works. That's not how it goes. So what do you think of this show compared to the other two Marvel ones we've seen so far? Where does this rank in your WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier? Are you enjoying it more?
I think this one's more... Yeah, I mean, this one's more fun than, like, either of the other series. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were all good in their... I don't know, they're like their own right, but... I mean... Nothing stands out in any of the shows that makes me go, yeah, that one's fucking better, right? Like, they're all so kind of drastically different so far that there's no real, like, honest good way to compare them, right? Because, you know, the first one, you're in, like, a weird bubble, and then, like, the next one, there just basically is no bubble. We go with real life, day-to-day stuff, and then now we're kind of in this... We're in the biggest bubble we have that can go anywhere, but we're still, like, contained, you know? Like, it's... Everything is so far filmed and shot and, like, segmented that there is no real overlap. Like, the only overlap is your assumption on what's connected between the three so far.
Right. I do like how... Okay, so we're halfway through. This is episode 3, so we're halfway through the season. There's only 6 episodes. And so it's cool because now at the very end of this episode, we started learning that some of the stuff we're being told is, of course, not true. So I had to figure out if they're not created by the timekeepers and they're all... And everybody that works for the TVA is variants. Like, that whole thing has to be kind of, like, explained or you know, something to be made of that. That's a big deal when it comes to everything that happens there. You know,
I mean, I guess it's also kind of self-explanatory. Like, homeboys, when they were fucking doing their little Swifter job on all the stuff, was like, yeah, that's the best functioning one. He would serve a great purpose here. Like, I mean,
we'll just keep these.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like, if they're all this, like, kind of all being thing, right? When they were tidying up the stuff, like, they had to have looked and went, I mean, that's like a lot of usable byproduct that we're just kicking off to the side. And right. So then they probably were like, oh, well, let's just get rid of the shit we don't want, and then the shit that we do want, I'll build this little company that can essentially like micromanage all the bullshit that I don't have time to deal with. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what they did.
And they're out there, and she said that she had to pull a memory from a hundred years before to get that girl to like fix her brain so she could do her little trick with it. So that's pretty crazy. Those people.
Yeah, well, that's like insane that she had to go back basically, like, because you can hear that two ways. Oh, she's like 100 years old. It's like yeah, but you're like, her last fucking memory of real anything was 100 years ago. It's like, right. Okay, so, you know, like, again, this kind of gets back to that, how did you get a raise, right? Like, what was, how did homegirl go from like just wielding the basic baton and probably escorting people around to running the whole shebang? Like, were they cleaning other areas and were like, man, she's really good at this, and this one's got all of that stuff plus this, let's just make her the boss, right? Like, you know, kind of gets into a whole just choose your own adventure with it, really. Like, basically, however they explain it, it's how we're going to have to take it. But like, as of right now, it's just like, well, dude, we can do like crazy shit. Like, is there Joan of Arc chilling the fuck in there somewhere that is now like Marge the librarian, right? Like,
right. That's
what it, yeah. Like,
you know, Elvis, what? It doesn't matter now, because that's who the librarian is to me. Now you've done that. Now it's, she is literally, well,
like, that's
Joan
what I'm
Arc.
Saying. Like, is Elvis really the dude that is just like the other, like, kind of day desk guy we see? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just fucking some actual famous person that is just gotten like yanked out of nowhere, or that, mm-hmm, like all these weird conspiracies, and that all of the people in there are kind of like those dudes from their timeline kind of stuff. Like, there's a whole bunch of really cool, you know, ways you could take it. Now I feel it's just gonna be like, no, I took Pam because this was the best Pam from the all the shit Pam that was getting massacred. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And more deeper and more messed up is who is doing the, everybody at TVA doesn't have a memory of their past. So who's messing with their minds? How are they being indoctrinated, is probably a best word to use. How are they being made to forget their past, and they now just, their memory all starts at, well, I've been at TVA forever and time works differently here, so I don't know really how long we've been here, but when it's all over, we're going to get to relax at the end of time or whatever. So, you know, that's going to be a messed up little side information we need to find out. Back to your point about the three different Marvel shows so far, I didn't smile nearly as much or laugh nearly as much as at any of the other ones in this one. So I'm definitely enjoying this experience. I mean, because Tom Hiddleston is amazing, so it's easy to laugh at him, and he's just having a good time.
Yeah, well, this also kind of has like more of a, like, campy, a national treasure kind of vibe to it.
Yeah,
like,
okay, right.
You're on like some kind of chase, but there's your people working together, and it just so happens that like this character is a smartass, so you get to have a lot more like
smartass funny things.
Yeah, you just get to have a lot more comedy in fucking general with it, instead of someone carrying the weight of, you know, race wars or fucking like, I lost my children in a time continuum, like, kind of thing. Like, I made up a whole fake family. Like, there's like, right, the other two, like, when you really think about the kind of topics at hand, are like way fucking more serious than this one. Yeah. So far, like, this one could be something bonkers by the time we get to this, like, you know, what if it's just the best Loki variant that set up this whole thing?
Just, and it's all in their head. That would be, I'm not,
well,
a fan.
No, like, it's not even all in their head. It's just that there was another Loki that set up this whole fucking thing, and like,
the timekeepers are not time, it's just Loki.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, it's, and like, they finally get up all the way to the top, and he's just like, kind of was wondering when
just
someone else
the,
might
just
fucking make it
throne,
up here, right?
Chilling.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and you
I
have
do
like,
think, I do think
a real godlike Loki kind of sitting there, you know what I'm saying? Just smug as shit on like a really just gross throne of just way too much shit. You're like, huh, all right. Like, I'm curious now.
Right. I mean, it could the best Loki of them all who succeeded in everything he tried to do and officially or at some point got to this, you know, level of completion of all of his stuff. That would be pretty wild. And there's definitely something up with the timekeepers. There's a lot of things are not making sense. It's definitely not what we've been told so far.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like the only reason I'm kind of saying that it's like Loki maybe is because there was three of them, and now we have like two Lokis, and so I'm kind of wondering if there's the quote unquote like last Loki of the timekeepers there, and he's like, hey, I gotta start bringing on the new ones, and then everybody finds out like the behind the scenes shit, you know, kind of thing,
right
or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I highly doubt it is that, but just what a circle that would be to go
yeah, time is a loop or some sort of, yeah, I mean, I could see them throwing some sort of, you know, weird time element into the whole thing, and we've already met somebody, or you're watching the creation of the TVA by this happening by the you know, something weird like that.
Yeah, like basically we're just in a fucking figure eight and we're just picking the points of which ones we're following, and then it's like, oh, as we come back around, now you're all ancient, we intersect and we start all the way back over again, you know.
Yeah. that would be bad.
It would drive me insane, but I wouldn't put it past anybody writing a time film.
True. So Lady Loki, Sylvie, so she said that she couldn't... So do we think that she is a Loki if he was born a girl? Is we think it's that much like it? Like, instead of being born, you know, from the Frost Giant, like he was born a female... That, you know, instead of whenever it happened, it's a girl, and then she says she doesn't remember her mother for very long, and she says she's been running from the TVA since she was a kid, so she's been doing this she said kid, right?
Something like that. Shit, most of my life, basically.
Yeah, so it's like that, I mean, her whole backstory, she definitely knows who, like, what a Loki is, and either... never was. I don't know. I kind of have a feeling she could be just if it was born a girl instead of a boy when he was originally born, and then I don't know from there. But she's definitely, you know, she exhibits the same magical powers that he does. So she has the green stuff, you know, the green powers, but she's self-taught.
I'm still confused, like what you're trying to figure out right now.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out so if she's just a Loki, but she's not. You know, we had thought she had maybe come from earlier in a timeline when it was just a Loki who had decided to change shape, but I'm not sure if it's even that really anymore.
I don't recall this theory that you just threw out there.
I don't know. I think we talked about it maybe last week. I don't know. It was just like where she came, like what if she was just another Loki from earlier in the timeline, but not. I don't know. I have no clue. They haven't told us yet. I want to know really bad, though.
What do you want to know, though? Like, she's a Loki. Like, I don't understand, like, where you're having the disconnect between her being Loki or not Loki.
I don't think she's.
They've already shown us that he can look like a bazillion different things. Like, there's literally a pancake walking around that's like, I'm fucking Loki, the god of mischief. So, where are you getting confused, then, that she is not Loki? Now, her back and origin story may be different than his, but there's no other. This is a female Loki. Like, that's what we have here.
Right.
Where do you think we have anything else other than that right there? And we just don't know, like, why her timeline got clipped and why she's running. Because I imagine she figured most of that shit out during her running adventures. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was like she just popped out and was like, oh, I know all the shit. And they were like, get rid of her. And I don't think it was like, hey, I just walked in one day and I'm, fuck it, I'm going to be Loki. And then didn't like being Loki. I mean, the name change makes sense. You're not going to run around hiding in worlds going, "Hi, I'm Loki."
Yeah, that's a name change. I don't know if it was, I just thought maybe, you know, when he was born to the Frost Giant, a Frost Giant and King and Queen had a baby, and that baby came out, and instead of being looking like blue Loki that we saw back in one of the Thor movies, it was a girl. And so she was never called Loki. She was called whatever they named the girl. And then none of the Asgard shit happened. None of that, anything in that, you know, she wasn't taken to be, you know, raised as a prince or princess, excuse me, or whatever. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but that, why would that happen in every timeline? Like,
I don't know.
I think you're just like, Loki is an entity within all of these timelines. Like, a Loki is not always going to be a frost giant that gets thrown the fuck over to the other side and they go raise him. That's not always going to be the scenario of how this Loki from a different timeline and origin came about. So, like, do you... So are you just like, I'm wondering if it's the exact same Loki, only a female? Right. And then, like, she just didn't get traded?
Right.
So you're one... Okay, I'm trying to put this together. So you're wondering if Frost Giants had a real-looking non-blue baby.
No, they had a blue...
That was a girl.
Right. Blue baby.
And you were, and they were like, oh, we'll just raise it because it looks different. Not like us, so we don't have to do a trade. For some, like, treaty or whatever, and then the timeline went bonkers, and she somehow skipped town and then has sorted things out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool. I know, I was like, I just was really trying to, like, put all the paths together to figure out what, because I was like, I don't know what your difference is,
yeah, I think between the two. I think she was plucked way, way early in a way skewed wrong part of the timeline. You know what I'm saying? And maybe she was picked up to be in the TVA, and then, I mean, she knows about the TVA more than he does, of course. He's only been there for a hot second, but maybe she worked for them for a while, because she knows all the secrets. Maybe she was actually raised there. If she is a Loki, and if we're seeing what her actual form is, and she's not just someone who looks like Tom Hiddleston who's projecting a female appearance, then she had to be picked up way earlier on, like after she was born, because they were like, no, it's got to be a boy. We got to nip this time. This something bad happened here. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out where she came from and what her whole deal is. I'm just spitballing, man.
Yeah, I just get really hung up on how, like, you make it seem like she's not a Loki.
Oh, I do. I think genetically she's a Loki. I think that she's, but I don't think she was born. I think maybe she was. It was a girl, not a boy, when it came out. She was
okay, and then the story is
assigned female at birth, and then TVA is like, nope, it's got to be a boy. Pluck it. Get it. And then they're like, let's raise her. We'll have her work for the TVA. Time works different here. Then she grows up, and then she hates it and escapes and fucks with the whole timeline.
Okay, well, when you put it together completely like that, that makes way more sense. But, like, the connection of, like, getting plucked up and then working for them, and, like, that part was missing there for the beginning, and I was like, I don't...
You know what?
I don't know what you're comparing and contrasting right now between the two.
To be honest with you, it was missing from mine in the beginning, too. I wasn't thinking about it either. I'm going off the cuff, man. We literally watched it, and now we're talking about it.
I'm glad our, like, minutiae right there fucking worked it all out.
Yep. That's how this works. Hey.
Oh, that was good shit.
That's what we got. Shit. What do you think? Tell me in the comments what... Where she came from? Why is she a girl? Is she just look like a girl because they turned her? Because she looks like a Loki normally? Because I assume that the Tom Hiddleston, when he turned blue, Like, that's the, I don't know, I forget why they explained it in the movie, when he found out that he was a frost giant kin, you know, from their adopted kid. I don't know if he turned white because it was something that happened because he wasn't in the frost giant land anymore, or he was, I don't remember, but. Like I say, tell us in the comments. What do you think? Let's go. Let's get the conversation started as to what she is and where in the timeline she went wrong. That's what I want to know. I don't know. We're spitballing, man. Right off the end of the show. I'm just guessing. Right now, there's a giant friggin' moon heading towards the planet, and they're all going to die, and this is going to be, we're going to watch Owen Wilson for the next three episodes, and that's fine. I like Owen Wilson. He's fun. Anyways, hey, this has been the Two Dads React Show. And yep. We appreciate you hanging out, and we will catch you guys next week for episode 4. I hope episode 3 goes up way before the day that 4 is released. I'm old. I don't know how to do this stuff. I can't help it. Sorry.
All right, man.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week.
All right, see you guys.